another episode of Leap of Faith, formerly known as The God Confident. If you listened to my previous podcast, which was a while ago, believe it or not, it was called The Spirit of Fear. I said I was going to do a segment. I'm going to touch on the topics from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 through 9. And just to kind of recap for those who don't remember, or just for those who haven't listened, I'd highly encourage that you go back and listen to the podcast called The Spirit of Fear, because it really ties into what I'm going to be talking about today, which is the spirit of love. So if you don't have a Bible near you, or just, you know, you version app on your phone, I'm just going to go ahead and read it all out for you for those who don't know. Like I said, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 through 9. For God gave us the spirit of not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the people of God, who saves us and called us to his holy calling, not because of our works, but because of our purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. So, for those who listened, I touched on the topic of fear. And the reason I did that is because if you're struggling to break away from some of your transgressions, some of your issues that are holding you back, some of your habits, whatnot, that are keeping you from striving to be your best self, that's typically, believe it or not, that's typically have something to do with some type of a fear that's holding you back. And I want to touch on how you can break that fear. But before I do that, I want to explain a little bit more in depth. I didn't do it in the last podcast. But what I mean by being able to break through that fear is, being number one, you have to be able to acknowledge that you know what it is. So for some, it could be the fear of rejection, the fear of failure. Like I touched on that in the last one. But you should be able to know what it is that's holding you back and why. Sometimes it could be the fear of missing out. Simple as that. And this is why I want to talk about the most important thing, which is the spirit of love. Because love conquers fear. You know, without love in our heart, without love in our life, we often become fearful, even spiteful, resentment, and lonely, you know. So I feel like the spirit of love, not just like the commercialized, you know, heart-shaped googly eyes, oh, I'm so in love. No, in the essence of love, I'm talking about, it's about a commitment. The commitment that you put in, the work that you put in, it's about trust. It's about how much are you willing to trust and believe in God. And for those who are non-Christians who are listening to this, how much are you put in for trust and belief in who you serve? Or even if you believe and trust in yourself to go through that process. And when I say go through that process, I mean go through the process of changing your life. Changing whatever it is that you think may be holding you back from fulfilling your greater desires, fulfilling your great purpose in life. And when I say holding you back, I'm not talking about like obviously in a mental mind state, but I'm talking more in terms of physical attributes that we're living through right now. So rather that be drug addiction, sexual addiction, abuse, a pain that you're lingering on from, that pain of rejection, trauma, anything in that nature, that's what I'm referring to. Breaking a bad habit, breaking a sin that you want to do away with. Those are the things I'm talking about how we can, you know, that's what I was referring to. And I feel like the spirit of love can be looked at in such a nonchalant manner, because naturally the word love, we take it for granted. Often we don't love ourselves. we don't even love truly. We may say I love you, but you never have you ever really truly thought about the fact that how much we say that word. Oh my God, I love this coffee. It's my favorite, you know. Oh my God, I just love that show. Oh, this is my favorite song. I love, you know what I mean? We overuse the word. When you overuse something, this is very, I love this time, but when you overuse something, you begin to misuse it. And when you miss something, you begin to abuse it. And I really want you guys to think about that and resonate on that, because me personally, I feel like I'm very careful about the words that I use in terms of how I use them. And that doesn't mean, like, oh, I'm going to cut out profanity and stuff like that. No. Well, I'm working on it. I'm not going to be claiming to be perfect. But what I say is being careful with my words is I know certain words have power. I do. I know that certain words can bring life and certain words can bring death. And I also know of words what is frequently misused in the sense that people use it so blatantly, so abundantly that we truly don't even understand the power behind it. For example, the word sorry. People say the word sorry all the time, but we overuse it, we misuse it, we abuse it, that when you're truly sorry to someone, you ever notice when you say sorry to someone and they're like, yeah, okay, they don't, then you, deep in your heart, you are truly, you know, you're apologetic. But they're not accepting that. And that, like, pisses you off. And you're like, how dare you not accept my apology? Or how dare you not forgive me when I'm telling you? I'm practically begging on my knees. That's because of the misuse of that word. The same thing applies to love. And I want to touch on the spirit of love. Because, like I said, it's not what we think it is. Love is not, you know, hugs and kisses and bunny rabbits and sunshine. Love is, like I said, commitment, work, and trust. I think a better example to explain this would be, let's say that you're currently struggling with the sin of gluttony, or you're currently struggling with how managing a healthy life, and you have an addiction, and that addiction may be covered some type of trauma. You use food as a way to stress you, and therefore, now, this may be a bit painful for those who may be listening. But like I said, I'm not telling you these things to strike people down. I'm telling you these things based off experience. But that say that person that is struggling with that issue may not love themselves. Their self-worth, their self-pride, their self, anything in their self, they is lost. And not only that, but they don't even truly take in consideration how much they're hurting the people around them. Therefore, the lack of love to others. So the lack of love for themselves and the lack of love for others. Then that tells me that person does not love themselves. Does not value themselves. But a person who would, let's say that the exact same person decides, you know what, they start listening to Leap of Faith podcast and they're like, I'm ready to change my life. I want to do better. I want to be better. What are they going to do? Let's say they're going to start cutting out some bad stuff. Baby steps. And it's like, oh, I'm not going to eat junk food. You know, I'm going to cut out, you know, some of the processed food. And I'm going to start trying to eat healthier. I'm going to incorporate one piece of vegetable and one piece of fruit in all of my meals that I have every day. I'm going to cut down the amount of meals I have a day. Instead of having, you know, 3 meals and 2 snacks a day, I'm going to cut it down to 3 meals and 1 snack. And then eventually cut that down to 3 meals and so on. I'm going to cut down the portion size. And then you start incorporating, I'm going to go get a membership to a gym. I'm going to walk around the neighborhood for 15 minutes a day. I'm going to walk on a treadmill for 30 minutes. I'm going to, you know, lift a few weights. Baby step. I'm going to work. And that's the commitment. So the commitment to actually putting in that work. And then I'm pretty sure you're all familiar with the phrase, faith without work is dead. In fact, if you've listened to my old podcast from the very, very, very first one, faith without work is dead. So if you don't have faith, if you don't trust, and if you don't believe in yourself or believe in God or believe in, let's say that you have a partner that's helping you work out in the gym, or you have a family member that's someone who's like an accountability partner that's helping you, making sure you're on the right track with your diet, making sure you're on the right track with exercising. That is love. That that commitment that you're putting in, the work that you're putting in, because God knows that it's hard work. I'm currently working on myself, on the physical attribute, in terms of trying to eat healthy and working out. That is hard work. I'm not going to lie to you. That is hard work. And your muscles are sore, and you're tired, and you don't want to wake up and go to the gym. But they're like, by golly, I'm going to do it. They're like, these greens is bitter. But you know what? I'm going to eat these greens because I know it's going to mean for the long run and be better than eating the greasy cheeseburgers. So I'm going to keep it real. But that is love. That is the spirit of love. How much are you willing to commit to? And I know if you can take the term of commitment, you can also see that in a more romantic relationship side. But that the same thing works because the commitment that you put in yourself can help you in the future in the long run for the commitment that you have for others. That's why those who may have commitment issues, that issue may not just stand for relationship-wise. I mean, if you're a young lady or a young man and you know what I'm talking about, when you wind up dating someone who cannot commit themselves, it's not necessarily you. I mean, I'm pretty sure people are sick and tired of hearing it's not you, it's me, but they're not lying. You know, we hate it. That's one of the most popular misused and abused and taken out of content. Well, not even taken out of content, but the most misused and abused term that we use is not you, it's me. That's actually very true. That is the most honest a person can be because they are telling the truth. They have commitment issues, meaning they have an issue with commit. They have an issue with continuing long suffering, continuing to doing something, continuing to put in hard work, continuing to build faith, continuing to trust and believe, and holding on is the most hardest thing. But that doesn't mean you must always hold on. I know for those who are listening, you're probably thinking, well, wait a minute. What, the longer I hold on, the more it hurts me. Then yes, you need to let go, but that's for another podcast for another day. But when I say holding on, I mean don't lose the faith. It's one thing to keep the faith. I mean, it's one thing to get faith or have faith, but it's another thing to lose faith. So you can have faith all day, and if something can set you off to be like, all right, I'm out, I'm done, I'm tired of this. You could be working out and you find out that your friend lost 40 pounds in 6 weeks and you only lost 2 pounds. And you're like, okay, that's the holding on part. That's the making sure you don't lose your faith. I was like, no, let me keep pushing. Because even though I may have lost 2 pounds in 6 months and my friend may have lost 40 pounds in 6 weeks, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep pushing. And I'm just using weight loss and diet and a physical, you know, health-wise. I'm using that as an example just to kind of get my point across of what the spirit of love look like when you apply it to your life. And I feel like what I'm reading, and when I say what I'm reading, I'm referring to the Bible. And I feel like what I'm learning in my journey of life and what I'm learning, just trying to put all the pieces together, I'm realizing the more that I apply things and kind of like reflect on the things that I apply in my life, the more I can actually see the work that I put behind it. Most times I can almost see the reward or even the consequences. And not necessarily bad consequences, more like a constructive, okay, you can learn from this. This is what we're going to do moving forward. La-di-da. And that's what I think the spirit of love is about. And I really feel like that is something extremely important to give yourself, because testimony time, that is one of the biggest things I lack. I was disrespectful not only to myself, but to the people around me. For those who loved me in a familiar way, family and friends, even romantic, those who loved me, I didn't love them back. Not because I didn't love myself. Because I didn't want to put in the work. I didn't want to put in the commitment. I didn't want to put in the process of trusting and believing even through hard times things get better. I didn't want to do that. Because of the fear, which was, like I said, go back and listen to the previous one. Because of the fear that I was so holding tight to. So if I let go of that fear, the spirit of love washed over me. And it really did. As crazy as it sounds, it is some, for some, it may not happen overnight. I'm going to be truthfully honest with you. For some, it can happen like that. But for others, it just may not happen overnight. It could take weeks. It could take days. It could take months even. But I'm gonna be honest with you. No matter how long it takes, it will happen. The fear that is holding you back in life will be a thing in the past. And you will truthfully feel that motivation, that drive, that love washing over you is to tell you, you know what? I love myself. And not in like a egomaniacal way, but like truthfully, I love myself. Look at myself in the mirror. Back then when I didn't have that self-worth, I would literally run past the mirror just to avoid looking at myself. And I know that sounds crazy and made up, but it is so true. To the point that I became unrecognizable. Now I look at myself in the mirror and I smile and, you know, have the positive words of affirmation. I think those are important. I think positive affirmation, even having people around you, family or friend, that have the same mindset, that have the same goal to just be, you know, their better self. I feel like having that around yourself, having a fellowship, having a friendship, really goes a long way into building one's self-worth, which is why the spirit of love does not just stick to just one person, which is why it's saying the spirit of love is something that you build, not only for yourself, but for everyone around you. Because if you don't love yourself, you don't love others. And Jesus said, love your brothers as you love yourself. Yeah, so that essentially translates to, you know, perhaps I should be more respectful to myself. Otherwise, if I'm not, the respect that I give out in the world is a reflection of what I feel about myself. Think about it like a schoolyard bully. A kid that goes around and bullying other kids. Naturally, what society have told us, oh, that kid is dealing with some type of insecurity or dealing with something at home where they just feel like they're lashing out. They don't love others because they don't feel love. Same thing applies here. So sometimes we have to think back in a more primitive state how we can work ourselves out, because most of the time it truly is a very primitive thing that holds us back. It could very well be the childhood trauma, or it could very well be something so small and minute, something so primitive that we're like, wait a minute, that's what it is? So when I have these very small-minded examples, I'm not doing that to say that my listeners are small-minded. No, I'm doing that because I'm trying to touch that one little small, minute part of their mind and your heart that you had no idea even existed. That part of yourself that you kind of shoved away in a closet, that you just said, no, get out the way. You're not my biggest problem. But then truthfully, in fact, that is the biggest problem. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, the little tiny man running the show. There's a little tiny seed of pain, of rejection, of fear that's running the show. And I feel like that is one of the biggest things that people need to take in consideration when they're going on this walk, going on this journey, taking the spirit of love. No. Now that I've kind of explained ballpark what I'm going with in terms when I say the spirit of love, and going back on the 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 through 9, I really want to help you guys to apply. And when I said apply, I'm going to give you two examples of how I apply that to my life. So I apply it to my life in one with journaling. Now, I'm going to be real with you. I'm one of these people that have a problem with consistency, meaning consistently waking up and journaling. When I see those on people on social media, they're like, this is my morning routine. I wake up at 5 a.m. and write in my journal. I'm like, that's some BS. And then I'm like, well, you know what? No, I can't just say that's some BS. That could very well be true for that person. That could be true for some people out there, who even one of my listeners. It could be very true for you. But for me, I am not that person. Waking up at 5 in the morning, I better be going somewhere. It better be mandatory. So, so for me, it took me a while to get consistent in being able to apply the journaling. But not necessarily journaling itself, but what I do. So I actually saw this on Pinterest of all things. It's called a soap note. Okay. For those who are in the medical field and you're like, is this girl dumb? No, I know what a soap note is, but this is on a more biblical standpoint. So instead of it being your subject, objective, oh shoot, I forgot the other two. I know it, leave me alone. Instead of it being that soap note that we know, it wound up being S for scripture, O for observe, A for apply, and P for prayer. And I wanted to bring this up because remember I told you it's how you apply. And I feel like the apply part is a really big deal because when I'm looking at a scripture, say that the scripture that I just used today, and you can even try it today, you can even try to do your very first soap note if you've never done it before. Just write out the scripture, just if you don't have it, you can even look it up on Google, or like I said, YouVersion Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 through 9. You write the scripture out, and then the observe is, what is it that God is trying to say, or what is it that you're getting out of the scripture, what is it that you're reading? So I kind of gave you a brief summary, and I told you just about the spirit of love. Because that, of course, that is one of the things, the spirit of love, the spirit of, of power and whatnot. But then the second one is apply, which is how are you going to apply that in your life? And I think that is a really big one because that really forces you to take in consideration, really think hard about what are you going to do? What changes are you going to make? And how are you going to make those changes? Not just now, it's not just the one, oh, I'm gonna stop smoking cold turkey. No, it's like, what steps are you gonna make? And it forces you to write that out. And then for me, that actually did turn into journaling because I'm like, oh, okay, well then, yeah, no, this is definitely forcing me to write out some paragraphs. 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm kidding. 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna keep it real. But yeah, it really does forces me to write that out. And when I look back on some of my old soap notes, I'm looking at the stuff that I said I was going to apply in my life. And I've actually applied it to my life. And I can see the benefit of it. I can see, rather, the blessings or even the consequences. And like I said about the consequence, that doesn't necessarily mean a bad consequence, but more like a lesson. That's a better word. I can see the lesson that I learned out of it and the blessing that I received from what I said I was going to apply. And of course, P means prayer, meaning you can, for those who are more on a religious standpoint, that obviously the prayer that you put into what you get learned out of life. So you can say, Heavenly Father, I ask you to help me through blah, blah, blah. You don't have to say that verbatim, but that's just what I do. But that's one of my things that I do to help me put the apply the change in my life, this apply the spirit of love, which is one of the biggest things. Like I said, commitment, work, and trust, faith, essentially, because this is what this entire essence of this entire podcast is about, building faith and working. And then the second thing that I did was actually my most hardest thing was, I feel like it's the biggest overall premise of why I'm doing this. But I know it takes a lot of work and a lot of baby steps, which is why I'm taking the time to make these different podcasts periodically. And that is cold turkey, cutting out anything that you think may hinder you. I feel like that is a very big way to apply change in your life. And before you say, well, that's not easy, I like to look at it as if I'm getting rid of something that's detrimental to my health and replacing it with something or applying something else in place of it, like a healthy, like I told you before, you're cutting away a bad habit and replacing it with a hobby. For me, I have bad habits that I've replaced with good hobbies. I've gotten into gardening, I'm going to the gym, cooking homemade meals more frequently. I've already told you I'm getting into journaling and reading. So, yeah, I feel like some of the changes that I'm making in my life, some of the things that I'm applying in my life are actually working, and I'm actually seeing the benefit of that. And I honestly, it's because I decided to let the allow the spirit of love to allow myself to love myself enough to say, this is what I need to do. I am worthy enough to receive these blessings, these changes. And that's what I want you all to get out of this. I didn't want to make this to be too long. I almost kind of want to make it be a part two of part two, if that makes sense. Because I feel like the spirit of love is a long topic. I mean, it really is. I think I'm going to do that because I really, really want you guys to understand the true essence of the spirit of love. And I want to touch on each segment of it as well, the commitment, the work, and faith, if that makes sense. But of course, without further ado, I'm not going to keep you guys too long because, like I said, I'm going to make a promise and keep it and keep my word. I'm cutting this somewhat short. If you're still listening, God bless you. God bless you to the fact that you're able to withstand my voice. I'm kidding. But, yeah. Of course, as always, I'm going to end this out by saying my prayer. I ask for blessings, healing, deliverance, and of course, guidance. Guidance is the number one big deal. Guidance, a compass in everyone's journey. But for those who are listening, those who are sharing this podcast, those who are receiving this great mighty word, these great mighty tools to help them change their life, whether you are on a spiritual or religious walk at all, I don't care where you are on the religious spectrum, I ask for blessings upon your life. All these things I say in thy name. And of course, I have to end it out with my favorite saying. Remember, frog, fully rely on God. Thank you, and stay tuned for part two of the Spirit of Love.